听力课堂，听 class.com。
Exercise 2.8, Lecture 2.
To be living at the start of the new millennium is to exist in the most advanced technological era in history. It is easy to forget that we are still surrounded by countless opportunities to get close to the earth, the sea, and all the other wonders of the natural environment. But for how long? Fortunately, the agricultural and industrial excesses of the past 50 years are beginning to be reversed, and, with the establishment of such watchdog organizations as Greenpeace and the World Wildlife Fund, it is likely that government policies which threaten the environment will come under ever-increasing scrutiny. Environmental agreements involving a consensus of world nations, once thought impossible, promise reductions in levels of so-called greenhouse gases, and the banning of the production of substances which interfere with key eco-processes such as those which deplete the ozone layer. In Britain, perhaps the most encouraging sign is the recent change in political thinking, even among the conservative elements of the major political parties. Though once there was believed to be little political sense in pushing environmental policies in elections, green political parties, with policies geared towards saving the environment, are supported by a significant number of electors, whose views can therefore make a lasting difference. However, there is still much to be done, and little room for complacency. Unchecked consumerism in developed nations, and the destruction of virgin hardwood forests in developing countries for short-term financial gain, are but two examples of issues where greed is the direct cause of environmental ruin. But what is often overlooked, even by well-intentioned forces for the good, such as Greenpeace, is that the best recipe for failure is poverty. Economic growth and technological progress are not the enemies of environmental protection, but the means by which protection programs can be implemented and conservation attained. High-tech solutions, ranging from cheaper food production to safer waste disposal, from cleaner cars to more efficient energy sources, these can only come about if economic growth continues. It is very much in our interest to help make the world a richer and therefore more environmentally friendly place to live.